Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Full Totness Breakfast Show with me, Julie Mullen, from 8 in the morning till 9 at night. No, in the morning. Thank you, Vincent, for that sting. That was really good of you to provide us with that lovely jingle. This morning on the radio, we have artist extraordinaire Mr. Steve Nyer, who happens to be a neighbour. Maybe if I look out the window, he'll just be waving at me and we can do it through window experience. I doubt it. I think we're going to do it on WhatsApp, actually. So he'll be telling us all about an up-and-coming trip he's taking to Mauritius. Wow, can you believe it? He's going to sunny climes and all for the love of art, really. And we'll be chatting about, I don't know, Angel Delight, Manchester United, and a new dog that he and Sarah have got called Jasper. Okay, well, let's kick off the show with a little bit of David Gray.
Standing at the door of the pink flamingo, crying in the rain. He was a kind of so love, and I'm gonna make sure it doesn't happen again. You and I had to be the standing joke of the year. You were a runaround, a lost and found, and not for me half here. Take your hands off me. For the last time, I never knew you, you never knew me. Say hello, goodbye. Say hello and wave goodbye. We tried to make it work in a cocktail skirt and me in a suit, but it just wasn't me. Yeah, I used to wear it less, and now your life's a mess. So insecure, you see. Well, I put up with all the scenes, and this is one scene that's going to be played my way. Take your hands off me. Hey, I don't belong to you. You see, take a look in my
bit of David Gray to kick off the show. Say hello, wave goodbye. is the title of that one. And that's from his album White Ladder. That song goes on for 8 minutes. It's very unusual that you get such a long song, but anyway, we've got to get the traffic and the weather on. We can't be involved with you too much longer, David Gray. But that you were very nice, and I do like that song very much. I love his voice. Do you? So if you've just tuned in, it's 102.5 FM, Sound Art Radio. And this morning we're going to be in conversation with wildlife artist Steve Nyer. He's probably lighting his cigar as we speak. He doesn't smoke. I said, oh, Steve, you can come on with your cigar. He said, I don't smoke. I said, well, you can always start. So he probably will be chatting on as well about the open art studios in Totnes and Dartington. I'm sure Martin will be flagging that up on the What's On at 8:45 this morning. We're going to have Adrian Burtwell on the blower saying hello and telling us all about the event that's happening Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night at the Bay Horse pub. And hopefully we'll play a couple of tunes from the artists who are appearing as part of the show that he scheduled there at the pub. After the weather and the traffic in Totnes with Martin Seeger, we're going to fly to Bantam Beach, and live we'll be hearing from Susie David, who'll be telling us what's going on there with the traffic and the weather at Bantam. So looking forward to chatting with Susie David then live over the airwaves. Well, he's managed to eke it out, hasn't he, Mr. David Gray? Thank you, David Gray. It's quite a long one, isn't it? Oh, it was so lovely talking with Helen Yeomans yesterday. She's a composer, and her choir, The Glorious Chorus, were featured on Saturday night at the cinema alongside the film Respect. It's been really great having all this kind of content that Martin's been flagging up on the What's On. It makes you feel really connected to the town, and you know, and actually oftentimes you kind of miss what's going on, so it's been great to find out what's around and about. So, as I say, if you've just tuned in, it's 102.5 FM, Steve Nyer at 8:20. I think it's time. We'll play this for Sarah Nyer, I think. And a big sort of heartfelt thanks to Sarah. Oh, God, that's trousers downstairs. He's kicking up because we put him... He started chewing the wires. When he starts to chew the wires, we know he's going to be trouble. So little trousers has been released and put downstairs. But a big flag up and a wave to, all the vets, all the nurses, all the receptionists, the staff here in Totnes at Dart Vale. Hello. So this is going out especially to Sarah, because she's a very good egg, that girl. Tapestry.
My life has been a tapestry of rich and royal hue, an everlasting vision of the ever-changing view, a wondrous woven magic in bits of blue and gold, a tapestry to feel and see, impossible to hold. Once amid the soft silver sadness in the sky, there came a man of fortune, a drifter passing by. He wore a torn and tattered cloth around his leathered hide, and a coat of many colors, yellow, green on either side. he moved with some uncertainty, as if he didn't know just what he was there for, where he ought to go. Once he reached for something golden hanging from a tree, and his hand came down empty. Soon within my tapestry along the rutted road, he sat down on a river rock and turned into a toad. It seemed that he had fallen into someone's wicked spell, and I wept to see him suffer, though I didn't know him well. As I watched in sorrow, there suddenly appeared a figure gray and ghostly beneath the flowing beard. In times of deepest darkness, I've seen him dressed in black. Now my tapestry's unraveling, he's come to take me back.
Tapestry by Carole King. I defy you to tell me you hate that song. I absolutely love Carole King and Tapestry. Going out to Sarah Nair and the vets and the staff at Dartvale. Well, let's doff our caps to all vets across the world. So this morning we have Martin Seeger, who is right next to me in his dressing gown. Lovely. And his curlers. Have you got your curlers in, love?
My curlers on, always need them.
What's the weather? I won't sing it. I'll just do that bit.
Good morning. Yes, the weather's all got a bit more dramatic, hasn't it?
Oh, God, wasn't it pelting down?
Yeah, absolutely pelted down last night. Seems a little bit better now, but it really is going to be a windy day for everyone. If you're on the coast, watch out for gales. More overnight rain again. It'll clear first thing. Well, yeah, it's cleared now, and we've got a cloudy morning. But there is further rain. It's going to be pretty heavy. But it's still very mild. Great. Maximum temperature 18 degrees. So you probably don't need a jersey, but you'll probably need a waterproof.
Okay, so yeah, you need your waterproofs out. Oh, I'm just realising I need to get that sting up, don't I? Is it that one? No, it's that one. Yeah, got it. So here's a sting for El Trafica. Di Levy. We were out on Sunday afternoon at the Totnes Cinema, and Sarah Louise Connolly said, oh, because I said, oh, here's Di Levy, and Sarah said, Di Levy, I know that name. I said, yeah, she does our wonderful Traffic sting alongside being rather famous from a punk rock band in Sydney. Anyway, there you go. What is our traffic like?
Traffic's actually not bad at the minute. I mean, obviously, a general, you know, look out for the winds and certainly in the morning, you never know what's going to be on the road. Certainly the smaller Devon roads in terms of branches and everything. So watch out for them. The only report I've got is a little bit far away, but actually in Plymouth on the A38 Parkway, if you're heading down there between the Forder Valley and Manadon, there is very heavy traffic due to a broken down vehicle, but no other reports at the moment, so hopefully good news.
Excellent. Now, Martin, would you get in touch with our Bantham Beach sea salt? So Martin's going to connect with our correspondent from the beach. She goes in for a swim, by the way, every day. So heaven knows, she's probably in a bikini, is she? Well, you're in your dressing gown. I suppose anything's possible. Oh, we're calling her. Here she comes.
Hello, Julie.
Hello. Hello, Bantham Beach. You're very loud and clear and wonderful.
Wonderful. I'm actually not quite at Bantham. I've just got in the car, actually, back in the car. It's so windy outside. It's a lovely warm wind, but I'm on the cliff overlooking South Milton Beach.
Ah.
And it's spectacular, spectacular. But it's very, very windy, so I thought I'd creep into the car so you can hear me.
You're coming across loud and clear. I thought it was a bit wind-free. Excellent.
Wind-free. Wind-free.
What's it like out there? Traffic and people?
Well,
and...
traffic, yes. A cyclist has just been passed. And I think he's the same person as I was swimming with yesterday. We were just coincidentally in the sea at the same time. And I think he's going in again, but it's a bit rough. So I'm going to check up on him a little bit later.
Okay.
And other than that, there's a collie trying to outrace the waves.
Aww.
Along the beach, just in front of the beach cafe, there's a collie trying to outrun the waves. And there are herring gulls.
Beautiful.
Just playing in the wind. I shouldn't say breeze, it's more than that, it's serious. It's so strong, it's rocking my car. I feel as if I'm in a cradle. And then the jackdaws are trying to outfly the herring gulls, and they're really showing off. They're collapsing their wings behind them, and they're darting around like arrows. Oh,
you've got a lot on your hands out there.
A lot on my hands, and I do think I met one car on the way here, so I am the traffic today.
You are the lone vehicle at South.
Yes.
Did you say South Milton? Yeah.
Yes, South Milton. Yeah, on the bluff overlooking the sea.
Will you be going in for a dip this morning?
I'd advise anyone not to. It's very rough, very stormy, and it was a bit touch and go yesterday, but today it's very rough, and I know there were some crazy little rips out at sea. I've got caught in with myself a few times, so I would avoid it today.
Okay, and
I think
are there
to stay alive?
What about these people that have got flying machines? Are they crazy and go out there anyway? Usually,
the flying machines.
Well, what are they called? Surfers.
You mean the surfers?
Yeah.
Surfers with the
kite.
They seem to love it, don't they?
I know that they're so brave, but are they brave enough for this kind of weather or not?
I just don't know. There's no one out here doing that.
Yeah.
I think it may be a little bit too much for that.
Well, that's interesting.
Very strong gusts.
Okay.
I'd avoid it. I'd stay at home, have a nice cup of coffee or a croissant, and do it another day.
Susie David, what happened about the book?
The book, it disappeared. So I imagine whoever lost it found it.
Has reclaimed
it. They must be so happy now, because I went back down there in the evening and it had gone. So I imagine it's been reunited with its owner.
That is such a lovely, happy story. Thank you so much for connecting with us, and we look forward to more weather and more news from the beach. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The wonderful Susie David, who usually goes in every day. Did you hear my asthma then? I went, that's because Steve Nyer's coming on. It's frightening me. Is it frightening you? He's so cheeky, Steve Nyer. Let's have a bit of Robert Plant in his honour. Thank you, Martin Seeger, for the weather and the traffic, and to Susie David. Let's get rochen. He'll be on one leg. Dancing. a little bit of Robert Plant to take us up to that time that we're going to get on the blower to Steve Nye. If you just tuned in, it's 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio, the full Totnes Breakfast Show with me, Judy Mullen. Let's get the football mad Steve Nye. Oh, this is a sweet picture comes up. It's absolutely adorable.
Hello,
is this Steve Nye?
It is, and thank you so much for that Robert Plant intro. I've been dancing around the kitchen.
I love
I've
Robert
got a bit
Plant.
Of a sweat on. I've just had to put my horse blanket on.
Steve Nye, you are a crazy mad artist. Is that true? True or false?
Well, some of those adjectives are true.
Yeah, okay.
But not necessarily all of them.
We better get out. We better get the football out the way. So I'll just say the words, just really gently, just so you don't peak. Manchester United.
Oh, don't! Oh, why do you have to bring that up? Oh dear me! Awful.
It's awful
what's happening at the moment. But never mind. We've got your lot soon, Liverpool.
Okay.
So that'll be fun, won't it?
I don't follow it, so I don't. You're talking Swahili to me. I don't know.
No, okay. Well, let's get off that subject straight away.
Well,
let's
can we go? Can
we sidestep?
Should we sidestep?
Go straight into.
Can we go straight to Jasper? Can we go to Jasper?
Oh, Jasper! He's such a sweetie, but he had a little tizzy this morning when Sarah went off to the vets. So he's crazy. He's sat in the chair by the window still, but he's got separation anxiety.
For Sarah,
and I understand that. You know, we've all got a bit of that. But I mean, he needs help, really.
Is it separation anxiety because he's bonded so strongly in this short time with Sarah? Or just generally?
I imagine so. I mean, who wouldn't? You know, if you spend any time with Sarah, you're going to bond, aren't you?
I only have to go to the vet's reception and I'm crying when I leave her. You're absolutely...
I know, she has that effect.
Now tell me, what's it going to be like? What's it going to be like for her when you go off to Marine? Now this is a little bit sensational. I just, again, I've said Manchester United, that's enough to sort of send you over the edge. Now I'm going to say the word and the place, Mauritius.
Mm.
Now,
I'm lucky with that.
You're very lucky. Can you tell the lovely listeners of Totnes, Dartington and beyond in the world how this has all come about? What's it about, Alfie? I mean, what is this trip to Mauritius? Is it just you and a blonde with sunglasses going off on holiday, or is it really you working?
It's really me working, sadly. Yeah, I had to leave the blonde with sunglasses behind. It's just me going off working. And it's become a bit of a regular jaunt, actually. I go off to Mauritius and I go to a lovely place called Art Space Mauritius, run by someone who's now a friend of mine. And she invites me over and I teach students and I teach them how to paint. And they keep coming every year. So maybe they just haven't learned.
Maybe
I'm just not teaching them properly, but they keep coming back year after year.
Some people have, you know, kind of gigs like that in Hartlepool or, you know, Budley-on-Sea or something like that. But you, Steve Nye, you go off to Mauritius. Now, are they people who are located in Mauritius or they fly to Mauritius for this course?
Well, mainly located, and they're mainly expats, to be honest, but there have been one or two that have flown over from South Africa and places fairly nearby. So it's been a lovely time, and it's really sweet to meet them all again, because I have obviously built up a relationship over the years. Sadly, the last, with lockdown and the COVID restrictions, I haven't been for a couple of years, but this would be the first time since then, and possibly the last time, because I am fretting a bit about the whole air travel thing and what it's doing to the planet. So I'm actually thinking of calling it a day now and not doing that anymore.
Really? You're really thinking about doing that?
Definitely, yeah. I think it's something, you know, I can't think that I particularly want to travel anywhere outside of the UK. So because I'm committed to this, I will do it. But I'm thinking perhaps I won't do it again because of what we need to do for the climate
and
right now.
Take action. Yeah. Steve, you're going to miss, are you, the open art studios, that the event that's happening here, or will that coincide with, what are the dates?
No, it's, the dates are actually this weekend, the 23rd, Saturday, until the 26th, which is a Tuesday. Sorry, my dog's just joining in. She, I think...
is that Betsy?
That's... No, that's Jasper. So I'm just going to go into another room now and let them get on with it. And
this is live radio.
Bit.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, yeah, this is going to be from the 23rd to the 26th of October. And we've got less artists this year than we would normally have for the open studios. But they are incredibly talented as ever, and I'll just quickly run through.
Yeah, please.
There's
do
Angela Fahey, Breda Holden, Anchester King, Bev Nolden, Martin Broadbent, Paula Cloonan, Richard Hodgson, Sue Kellum, Jill Dunn, Hydrin Guest, Bethan Welby, Claudia Schmid, Verity Newman, Irina Shute, Abby Torrance, and Judy Cockrum. And this is the first year since I've joined when I won't actually be taking part, but it does give me a chance to go around and see everyone else's work, which I wouldn't normally be able to do. So that's a plus.
That's a plus.
And it's going to be amazing. Yeah. And plus for me.
So that's the 23rd to the 26th in various
yes.
locations. So some houses and some
yes.
Studios. And so
yeah.
it's dotted all around. How far afield does it go? Is it just literally... Oh, it says Totnes and Dartington. Okay.
Totnes and Dartington. If you go to the website, there's a map on there, so you'll know exactly where everyone is. It's totnesopenstudios.co.uk. totnesopenstudios.co.uk. And, yeah, so there's a map there. You can see there. And because there's only 12, you could probably see them all in a day or
yeah.
if you're quick.
Yeah,
don't need to be quick. You can spend more than a day. You can spend a day at one place if you like, because we've got. And on the Tuesday, there won't be all 12, so you need to check online because some of the studios aren't open on the Tuesday, which is the last day.
Oh well, that's a good
six
flag
are.
Up. Yeah, that's good for people to know out there. So, how difficult is it for an artist to join the Open Art Studios event?
It's not difficult. All you need to do is apply, and
yeah.
you can do that. But because it's only a small art group,
yeah.
What has to happen is it's not like the Devon Artist Network where anyone can join for a fee. There is a selection committee. So we need to see your work, and then we make a decision, and we can't accept everyone simply because we like to keep it a manageable size.
Yeah, definitely. And are you, does everyone make the decision about a new artist, or is there just like a little group,
there's a small committee that
yeah.
makes the decision on who to come in. If we got all the artists deciding, I think we'd still be deciding them the following year. So we have a small group, and that's hard enough, just a small group of artists deciding. It's always a challenge deciding who's going to be accepted and who isn't.
Yeah. Now, your art, Steve, is rather special and spectacular. Would I describe you as a wildlife artist, or how would you describe yourself?
I think that's fair to say. I'm pretty much a wildlife artist and focusing on conservation issues. So I have in the past focused almost exclusively on endangered creatures, but mm-hmm. now I'm extending it to all kinds of creatures, including barking dogs.
We love those barking dogs. So
I know they've sought me out, so I'm just going to let them in.
Give them treats.
Here they come.
And that will shut them up.
Yeah, I know.
They just
that's
want
exactly
to see you. That's all it
reward
is.
Reward them for their bad behaviour.
Yes.
It's always a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, Sarah will be so proud of you. giving them treats. So tell me about your palate. When you begin, well, let's wind it back even further. How do you decide which animal to paint?
I have got a backlog of so many animals that I want to paint. And I have, so I doubt whether I'll be able to paint them all in my lifetime, to be honest. But what I do is I just have a, sometimes, you know, I go from fur to feathers to scales. So I'll think, well, I've just done a couple of furry ones, and now I think it's time to focus. Or I might be prompted by something I've just heard about, we need to help the oceans. And so I'll think, okay, I'll do something that promotes that. So it could be any number of things that makes me decide which one I'm going to paint next. Mm. And the one I'm doing at the moment is a commission, which is very rare. I don't often get commissions, but this is a commission for someone in Dartmouth, and it's going to be, I'm actually working on a seal, a harbour seal. So that's fun, and that's what I'm doing at the moment.
And is that something that the person has given you a photograph of a particular seal that they fell in love with?
No, not at all. I tend to talk people around to what I want to paint, to be honest, which is a bit cheeky, but sometimes people come up with an idea of what they want, and if I don't feel it's quite right, then I gently suggest that maybe we could do something else, or we could modify it slightly. So I know he knows roughly what I'm doing, but he hasn't actually seen the sketch or anything, so I'm just hoping that it will be something that's right.
So a lot of artists just find it quite hard, because I was sort of chatting with a few artists the other evening, and we were talking about agents and that kind of thing, and associations with galleries, and what's effective and what people are looking for, and how to make your career flourish. And it seems to me that you're linking with Dartmouth and Coombe Gallery. It seems to have really allowed you to flourish as an artist. Would you say that's your direct route to linking with your audience?
I have a really good relationship with Mark Riley, who runs Coombe Gallery. We've become friends over the years, and that helps. And I think, you know, we support each other, basically, yeah, which is what we're doing. And he is an excellent judge of character and art, I must say. Mm-hmm. And he's a really nice guy. So he has his gallery over in Dartmouth. And we go to shows together. We do shows. There's a Cheltenham art fair that we do every year. And it's good to have someone like that who's working for you, because actually I'm not good at that. I enjoy painting, but I'm not very good. I might do an Instagram thing, but I'm not very good at actually promoting myself. And I think that's fairly typical of most artists, although some who are good manage to do it all themselves, do it all online. So I think it's really a question of who you are and how you want to approach things. I'm a bit of the old school, so I probably need representation. But I think things are changing very much in that respect. And there's not so many people necessarily feeling that they want to go the gallery route. They're quite happy to do it all themselves.
Yeah, I think I get that from different artists, that, as you say, everyone is made in a different way, and for you, you're not particularly thrusting towards the marketing or the connecting, which is, you know, no bad thing really. And it's lovely that, as you say, Mark Riley out there in Dartmouth at Coombe Gallery, you know, has this strong bond with you and your work. And I know that you went, did you actually go to Cheltenham yourself? Do you actually go and visit the location, or if you've got a piece?
I have been to the art fair before. I didn't go last year because I was a bit nervous with the COVID thing.
Sure.
It was quite a large venue, and I was thinking, I don't particularly want to go around an enclosed space like that. But apparently it was really good. And I think a lot of people were there and it all went very smoothly. So maybe things are changing.
Yeah, exactly. I think those fairs are incredible. The Affordable Art Fair and Cheltenham. Mm. And I know that certainly the White Space Art Gallery, that they go to a lot of these fairs as well. I think that's where you connect with a larger audience, isn't it? And actually, it's very difficult to in fact, be part of that. I know that when I worked at the Affordable Art Fair, I was working with Karen Taylor, who was based in St. Margaret's, Twickenham. And, you know, it's such a difficult thing, but she has to make the gallery owner has to make the decisions as to who to include. And I know that even back then, which is going back quite a number of years, she was charging the artists 70%, not 50, but 70 right. to include the costs because it's so expensive. But yeah, it's quite a you know, interesting arena to try and understand, you know, the mentality of the artist versus, you know, how do you get your work out there? How do you put up, you know, when do you get the gallery space and when do you do your own exhibition? You see, that's what's so fantastic about the open art studios is that people in Totnes can connect with the artist, connect with their work in quite a low-key kind of way, in a very almost familiar environment, whether it be their home or their studio. It's quite a lovely concept, isn't it, to actually make that connection? Because I think it is that connection, not just with what you, Steve, have put on the canvas, but it is with the person. I think that almost helps, tips you over to buy a piece of art by having that relationship with the artist, because you want some of that. You want to know and try and understand who's behind those eyes. I mean, you know, the eyes you paint. I always wonder, Steve, do you paint their soul? Do you paint in your head, you know, your connection to the work you put on the canvas? Do you get the feeling you're painting their soul or not?
Well, I mean, the first series that I ever did was called Windows of the Soul. Mm-hmm. So I was definitely more interested in the eyes than anything else, I think, and maybe trying to create a link to the creature I was painting through the eyes. Mm-hmm. And originally I was originally painting for a specific gallery space I had in mind, and I wanted to turn the whole concept on its head so that instead of the usual thing of someone walking into that space and looking at paintings, you had that unnerving feeling that the paintings were actually looking at you. Mm. So it was turning the whole experience around. But also because these are creatures that are struggling, you know, they're relying on us now for their survival and not to be not to lose their habitat, not to be hunted out of existence, etc. And so they were looking with their eyes almost in an imploring way. So mm-hmm. it was that kind of original thought. And I think the thing is, the longer you do something, the longer you work at something, the more powerful it becomes, the more adept you become at trying to put a message across. Mm. And hopefully that's what's happening now. But I do agree with you. I think in the current day and age, it is so good to have, and social media, one good thing about social media is that it does give you a direct connection with the artist. I'm not saying through social media. I think the best thing is to, as you said, meet the artist directly.
Yeah.
And that's what Open Studios does. It allows you to meet the artist, to talk about what they're trying to achieve. And sometimes you'll see things that you wouldn't necessarily have known just by looking at the work if the artist is there to point things out to you. And I think that's why I love going to Mauritius too, because I actually get to meet students, I talk to them and help them with their work. But it is that face-to-face direct contact which there's no substitute for, and feeling that you're doing something beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely. We have run out of time, Steve Nyer, but it has been really lovely talking with you, connecting with you and your art. And you know, if somebody listening to this wants to see your work, they can connect via your website, is that right?
Yes, and the website is NayArtist, which is N-A-Y artist, or one word, .com.
Brilliant.
And you can see my work up there.
Thank you so much for being on the programme today, Steve, and all the best with Mauritius and your trip. And we'll be flagging up the Open Art Studios this week for the gang.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Mr. Steve Nayar. Oh, that was so lovely to connect with him. And we have a piece of his art that we literally wake up to and go to sleep with. And that's Josie the Owl. More about that. Let's have the Eagles.
I like the way your sparkling earrings lay against your skin so brown. And I wanna sleep with you in the desert tonight, with a billion stars all around. 'Cause I got a
Eagles, peaceful, easy feeling, not with trousers about. He's had to come up, and a bit like Steve, we're wrestling with the potential of barking dogs, but that's okay. Actually, I thought Jasper and Betsy were very good, really. There was just the tiniest bit of barking. But we've got Martin Seeger now, who's back on the What's On. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
We're going to connect with Adrian Burtwell so he can tell us all about the Bay Horse event tomorrow night. It's all Totnes centric, isn't
good
it?
Good morning again. Yeah, so let's kick off with Adrian. So I'm just going to call him on the telephone.
Let's get him on the blower. That's a bit... It does ring. Will you have a chat with him?
Hello?
Good morning, Adrian. It's Martin here on the full Totnes breakfast.
Hi, Martin. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Yeah. We thought we'd get you on to talk about your event tomorrow night at the Bay Horse.
Marvellous. Wonderful. Yeah. It's called the Music Launchpad.
Yeah.
And it's something that we started a few years ago, but because of recent developments, we didn't have any music at the Bay Horse. But it's back. We actually have music every Wednesday at the Bay Horse, including the Songwriters Showcase, a new open mic, which is called Keith's Acoustic Open Mic, and that happens twice a month.
Oh, so are you splitting it with him then, Adrian? Is that the way it's going to work?
Say again?
Are you splitting it with him, then he's running it sometimes and you're running it other times?
He's doing the open mic.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. The Songwriters Showcase, which is an evening of original music. And I do the music launch pad.
Great, okay.
So, and they're all happening on Wednesday evenings. So the music launch pad is tomorrow evening. It's an evening of beautiful music. And it's really, the idea behind it is it's an opportunity for accomplished artists to share their latest work with an appreciative audience.
Fantastic, yeah.
And they're basically two 45-minute sets. The first one starting at 8 o'clock. And this week we've got an amazing artist called Steve Jenner, whose songs paint pictures of love and faraway beaches.
Oh, that sounds good.
His fluid guitar playing pleasingly complements each song and blends together his influence of folk, jazz, and Americana.
Ooh.
And in contrast to that, another beautiful singer, Selena Mara, will be on at 9 o'clock. And Selena creates a magical vibe with her original Celtic indie folk songs, from earthy and enchanting to fun and funky. So those are the two people that are playing tomorrow. Selena is on at 9, and they're two 45-minute sets or thereabouts. And I'll be live streaming them with their permission on Facebook, probably. So if you're far away and you can't get to the Bay Horse is at the top of town. If you keep going up the high street, you'll eventually come to the Bay Horse on the right-hand side, opposite car park.
That's right. And when you say you're live streaming it on Facebook, is that going to be on your Straw Hat site or in Facebook?
That will be on my main page, and then it won't be on Straw Hat, no, because the musical launch pad has got its own page, so it'll be on there.
Excellent.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you, Adrian. Thanks so much for coming on the show. We're gonna get you back on to talk about your studio in a week or so.
Okay.
So we'll connect with you about that. But good luck with Wednesday, and we'll play a couple of the songs from tomorrow night, just so people can hear, have a taster of what's coming their way. So thanks,
wonderful.
Adrian.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
So we'll just play a little bit of Harry Nilsson while we line up the songs from tomorrow night. So here's a little bit of Coconuts.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for the dime. His sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and poured up. She put
lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. Now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and pulled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up, said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, doctor, to relieve his bellyache. I said, doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said,
Harry Nilsson with Coconut. I'm just going to fade him out because I think it'd be great to hear some of the tracks from the performance tomorrow night at Adrian's Music Launchpad event. So the first one we're going to listen to is Steve Jenner, who we got the explanation from him, from Adrian, about what he's like. I'm just going to play the music, so here it goes.
Here at one, we can walk the headland after. I've soup and bits left over, and the sky is clear and blue. I want to spend the day with you. And there's snow out on the moor, just a dusting on the heather, and we're due some stormy weather. And if you've nothing else to do, let's go chasing snow. Let's go chasing snow. Well, there were hard times before, now better times are waiting. Like the season floods abating, we have made the high ground. There are new joys to be found. And there's snow out on the moor, just a dusting on the heather, and we're due some stormy weather. And if you've nothing else to do, let's go chasing snow. Let's go chasing snow. 'Cause when winter's taken hold, then grey becomes our mantle. Till spring comes soft and gentle, we will stoke the lazy embers. Until the flame remembers that there's snow out on the moor, just a dusting on the heather, and we're due some stormy weather. And if you've nothing else to do, go chasing snow. Let's go chasing snow.
Thanks very much, Steve Jenner. That's,
I love that lyric.
Beautiful song, isn't it? Yeah, really great. So he's on tomorrow night at the Bay Horse at 8 o'clock. And let's listen to the second artist going to be performing. She's Selena Mara. I'll just click the link here and it should play now.
That's the hope.
That's the hope.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So that's the second artist that will be... So that was called Breath of All Creation. What was she called again?
Selena Mara.
Selena.
Yeah, so she'll be on at 9 o'clock.
Brilliant.
Down there at the Bagels.
Anything else going on in
time? I thought I'd just... Obviously, we're running a little bit short of time, so I think what I'll just do is talk about some of the films on at the Barn Cinema. We've got The Tape. That's on tonight through to the 21st. A disillusioned songwriter drifting through life finds her inspiration renewed at an atmospheric Cornish clifftop. That sounds fantastic.
Wow, it does.
Oliver Sacks' Own Life, a documentary about the famous psychologist. Starting on the 20th, The Alpinist, about mountaineering. The Addams Family, too, they're coming back. 22nd. Gagarine, and that's a lovely, wistful feature debut, sets its scene in City Gagarin, a vast housing project on the outskirts of Paris. That's on the 22nd. And the one we're all waiting for, Dune, that's starting on the 22nd. So it's not the new one. It's the David Lynch's original one with that rather notable performance by Sting, as I remember. Anyway, so that's on the 22nd. So a few films out at the Barn Cinema, which should be good fun.
Excellent. Thank you, Martin Seeger. So I just want to thank everybody that's made this show. And that's to our guest today, Mr. Steve Nyer. I was going to go on about Josie the Owl, but we've run out of time. Anyway, you can imagine waking up to Josie. It's rather sensational every single day. And going to sleep to her as well. We love the wise owl. So thank you, Steve, and have a very wonderful and safe journey to Mauritius. And I'm sure we'll connect before then at the Open Art Studios. Thank you to Susie David for being our fantastic sea salt correspondent out there at the beaches and telling us all about what's happening. And to Martin Seeger for the weather, traffic and the what's on. Thank you so much. So we are back tomorrow and hopefully we're going to connect with the bookshop here in Totnes. So that's going to be fun, just waiting for their contact details and all that sort of stuff. So we're trying to keep it very Totnes-based. Let's have a little bit of behave yourself, if you don't mind, to see us out. But thanks, Adrian Burtwell, and for the flag up for tomorrow night at the Bay Horse. Okay, so behave yourself. Take care. Thank you.